This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is July 8th, 2014. I got
Calhoun
and
Mr. MOB
in the studio with me today. For those of you guys who aren't ATLians, there's a big event happening here in Atlanta, September 27th. Outkast performing in the city. Grand finale of their festival tour. So we're just going to talk a little podcast about Outkast, what they meant to the city, what they meant to us individually, and just music in general. And it's going to be kind of free-flowing, so wherever it goes from there, it goes from there. But know that the theme of this is Outkast at last. So, before we get into anything, I'm assuming all of us have listened to Outkast for at least since they came out in 93, 94. So, at least since then, right?
It's been an evolution for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so since we listened to 93, 94, they came in epically with
that. All the players play.
Well, the first song I remember was Players Ball, right? All the players play.
Yeah,
all the players play. And I just remember the video, and I remember the first time. That was the first time somebody from Atlanta was on BET, because back then, you used to look at BET for all my videos.
See, anyway. I didn't watch BET. I grew up in the poor income house. So Planet Rock was what I looked at.
Arnell Starr kicking the flavor.
Lame ass. Arnell Starr.
And Dre had on that Atlanta Braves jersey.
Yeah. That before he went to all that genie wearing and all that bullshit.
That was way before, wasn't it? That was the original Dre.
That when he was Dre.
And they really opened the door for
everybody.
A different sound of South music. People thought the South music was bass music, booty shaking, Lou, DJ Kilo. Jelly, Kilo.
Magic Mike back then.
Yeah, they brought some real
rapping
to the South. They gave the South some notice as far as rap is concerned. Because Kilo was gay.
I don't know why you don't like Kilo. Kilo holding
Kilo was a man in Atlanta. Don't ride that white horse, man.
Cause you're riding that white horse.
Look, this is how you got to say
cocaine.
That man said, cause you're on my mind, on the thought, but you can't find no love at all. Come on,
I
bro.
Need you right now.
What about the way your mouth?
Oh,
big boy on that.
Can you rap?
Hold on, let me take a diversion. I was in the club with Kilo. About 2 weeks ago, whenever he performed at the thing, I wound up going to the sharp bar with my barber, Kilo. You know Kilo like Quayside?
For real, he little.
Yo, he little. He had a Pharaoh hat on, like he was a real Pharaoh.
You can't even rap Kilo's song tough. You can't be like,
baby,
work it on me.
What about love in your mind?
Look, you tell you gotta sound.
Love in your motherfucking mouth.
No, speaking of Outkast, Big Boy was on that song.
Outkast saved us. Thank
well, not
God.
Say that they brought it.
They saved
they
us.
They laid a good foundation.
Continually Kilo for that on. They wrapped Kilo out.
What about Sammy Sam? Hey, man, the hit man. You gonna talk about the hit man?
Sammy
Sam was a man
in that level. Sammy Sam did LA a long time ago. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Back to Outkast. Which one is your favorite MOB?
Oh, yeah, you gotta ask that.
He used to be Big Boy, but it's
for real.
Yeah, I thought Big Boy was a player. He was cool. He laid back, but Dre clearly the best. It ain't even an argument. It couldn't be.
I'm a Dre fan. Calhoun, if Andre 3000 walked in this door, he would drop right to his knees and start stroking 3000s. From his beard to his balls, Calhoun can't get enough. He's the only one who ever bought those weird glasses that had the over the head frame.
Oh, yeah, the biker glasses.
Yeah, the biker, the 3000. Isn't that why you bought the 3000? Had them on the album cover. I mean, that cover one time.
Nah, I bought them because I never seen nobody with them. They were unique.
I seen 3000. They
were like $200 though.
I seen 3000 with them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that's where you got it from.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you what I did do though. No way, I went vegan.
Because of him.
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, let me tell you something, man.
Who's your favorite?
Man, I support everything. I'm talking about from the Four Brothers to the Idlewild to the movie he did when he was Dabu.
Be cool.
Man, if that nigga made a jazz album, I'm buying it.
But he made a cartoon. Did you look at his cartoon on Cartoon Network?
Classic 3000?
Yeah.
Every Friday. I watched it every Friday. And it was spectacular. I loved it. Every single episode, I loved it. The music in it was second to none. Yeah, man, they need to bring it back. I love everything. I mean, I ain't riding a dick or nothing.
Yeah, sure.
Well, if you got to ride a dick, might as well be Brock. Might as well be 3000. That's the greatest to me. I was watching something else he was doing. I just thought to myself, wow. But it's rare that you see a real artist. And you could take him, he's not a rapper, he's an artist. You know what I'm saying? Singing, artistry, painting, acting. That man is a real artist. No, it's nothing like 3000. I am the biggest fan of 3000. I'll tell you my eating habits. I'm a fat guy. I'm going to go back vegetarian.
He's still not the best rapper of all time.
That's gonna be for another podcast.
No, wait. Who you say?
Not even the best rapper from the South.
Who you gonna say, Scarface?
Scarface.
Nah, he better than Scarface.
No, he's not. Scarface got 12 solo albums.
Man, niggas ain't fucking with Andre. You wanna just say because he's not a solo artist? You take 3000 work. Ain't nobody fucking with him.
Scarface.
Not Pop. Not Big. Not none of them. Not Eminem. Uh-huh. Not Jay. What? Nobody fucking with 3000.
Not Pop.
Not Big. Nobody fucking with 3000.
Not
Jay-Z. Please don't name no new niggas.
No Scarface, man. Scarface got what?
Scarface got
the Diary.
It don't matter.
He
sure got 20.
Nah, we talking about Scarface may actually have 6-5 Mike albums.
Yeah, Scarface. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's better than Drake. He tough though, but Drake can do so much. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're rapping. It's like storytelling. Flexing.
He don't flex though.
At all. He
I'm just saying, but he can, like, we rapped on Walk It Out. He can rap on anything.
But I think real rappers can rap on anything.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's only a few that can do that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that.
I heard one of his latest verses on
Rick Ross.
No, not.
And he went the ain't enough. Fuck off.
If it ain't
T.I.
And I'm sorry.
If it ain't Drake, it's on, God, I gotta think about it. He got a verse where he was talking about right now, Peachtree, about dating a girl who was a, nurse. Man, he go off. Like the toughest verse I done heard hands down this year. He go off. Like, he can do stuff like that.
Or the one with Future.
Future.
I have heard
the Future verse.
Cause you ain't a real fan.
Future
fan. I told that bitch.
Yeah, I told that bitch.
He went the fuck off.
He went off.
And I told her.
But see, that's why we go back. That's why I go back and say he not the greatest. Cause it's easy to get on and do one verse.
Yeah, but when you have the work, when you have,
see, that's why you can argue him being the greatest. Like Darren saying, he is a verse rapper. Like the one CD he put out by himself was
with Diamond.
That's because everybody related to it, but it was not a rap.
But it went CD. Diamond, Mike.
Wasn't a rap CD. When you first heard it, you said, I don't like this shit. That the Love and Low had to grow on niggas. Then you start saying, yeah, it got some good songs.
But let me ask you this.
But it wasn't a rap CD.
But let me ask you this. The Love Below was riding around the city. Like T.I. trap music and like that young G Thug motivation.
It's hot.
So like, other niggas in rap, like that Wayne, when he came out there, you were like, only R&B CD I listened to it that on Love Below from Drake.
But you just said the point.
R&B.
In the R&B CD.
That's what you got to realize about how he transcends the rest of these rappers.
But
he's not just in the box.
We said greatest rapper. If that's the case,
he can't be in it. Let me tell you something. His work alone. If you want to say he's just a verse rapper, you take his verses.
He has the material. He has enough work. He got more work than Biggie got.
No, but let me tell you something.
I never said Biggie. He got hooks. Hello. And he makes a song.
I'm going to tell you the difference. What D said about him being the greatest ever. Take for instance Lil Wayne. When Lil Wayne was in the Hot Boy, people were saying he the last one because he was a verse rapper. It took for him to get out of there and do his own thing. Then people started saying he the best it is.
And I'm going to get a flip.
It took my nigga to ghost rap for his ass.
Now, I'm going to flip and do you the opposite point. Lil Wayne started off being probably the, him and Turk probably the worst Hot
Boy. Yeah, I said the worst.
And then, you know, he became the best.
Exactly.
Contrarily, Jadakiss. I remember when Jadakiss come, a nigga was begging for a Jadakiss CD because he was killing everybody first.
And he dropped that bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
But his mix CDs are killer.
But again, mix CDs and studio albums, that's why I go back to Cass. That's why I go back to Scarface. Like, whenever you ask me, like, the more and more I listen to him, Scarface may be the best rapper ever. Like you said, man, like, I ain't even saying that now because I'm on the Houston kid. Just, man, you go listen to home song. That man was rapping about some of that shit in like 91.
What was Dre rapping about in 93 as a 20-year-old man?
Yeah. Scarface dropped My Plan Tricks when they were 19.
About 2 weeks later, she called me with some bullshit. Talking about a period like, get what I did. Lick. You got to get up, get out, and get something.
That ain't no thing
but a chicken wing.
Think about what Scarface rap.
Scarface rap, Hand of the Dead Body in 92. Nigga don't believe that song. That nigga was wrong. Gangsta don't live that long. Think about it. Nigga was rapping that shit.
You got some shit.
What do Dre got? That Jezebel.
Not like.
What about that?
Not like.
I've seen a man cry.
Till I seen a man die. Think that was in 93. Y'all same time.
Susan Screw had a partner named Sasha. Thump up. Nah, y'all better come on with it. I'm just letting you know, sir. If y'all got something to say, that's all I got to say.
That wasn't even rap. That wasn't talking on.
I'm saying that when he, if y'all got something to say, that's all I got to say.
Man, you go verse rappers like Darren was saying, you got to add Jadakiss in there with him, CeeLo in there with him. It's a lot of
people
add some verses, but what do you do when you step out of your comfort zone of your group? It don't. Now, Bun B did it. Dre ain't never did it though. Bun B, that trio
was a motherfucker.
That was the best.
Legendary.
Okay, he stepped from UGK and he brought it. Dre stepped from Outkast and did an R&B album.
That may be who he is as a person and what his pursuits are. I just think that when you say he's the best rapper, he don't have enough.
He has more than enough.
Man, they have six albums. They have what? Six albums, right?
Well, you can't count Idlewild because that's a movie series.
So they got five albums then.
Not enough verses.
He got way enough. If you're going to count Biggie for fucking two CDs, you can count him.
I just say this. I'm going to use a basketball verse. I say Scarface is a nigga who will put in consistent 30 points.
Man, niggas don't know, don't even recognize Scarface.
That could they stupid.
Yeah, he underrated. I'm going to tell you who.
If you say basketball,
Scarface would be a Bernard King. In his time.
Nah, he'd be Dominique.
Yeah, in his time, he scored the points. He did the thing, but he don't get the recognition like everybody say he is.
He'd be Dominique.
Got the Grammys and all that. So, that's...
Tupac would be like...
LeBron.
Nah.
Tupac had really a four...
He'll be joined, but really, Tupac had just a 4-CD window where he went ham. Me Against the World. Nah, he had two apocalypse now.
That ain't shit.
That was some bullshit. But I'm saying, Start With Me Against the World, All Eyes on Me, Machiavelli, and then he had one more after that. He had that three album run that was amazing.
See, that's why I say they're the greatest. Because of the three albums he did that was...
What about Jigga?
I think Jay-Z the greatest because he got substance and he's still relevant.
But see, that's why I think Scarface better than Jay-Z.
I think Scarface better than Jay-Z.
Nah, I don't think that.
Because he been on with Jay-Z, he's better than Jay-Z.
I don't care about no song he's done. Eminem.
No, his CD.
His CD
is better than Jay-Z.
Let's put like this. Jay-Z started in 98, still making music, right?
Nah, he started before 98.
He started before 98. Yes, he did. Biggie died in 98. Was Hard Not Life.
Biggie died. Oh, yeah, you're right. Biggie was Hard Not Life.
Reason Without
came out in 96 then.
Biggie died in 96.
So Reason Without came out right after
95, 94.
He was rapping with Biggie. That when they did the song Who Shot You.
Yeah, probably 95, 94. Jigga been out.
You know, he had that Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got.
That was in 96.
Big Pimpin' was 96. Nah, Big Pimpin' was 2000.
That was 2000?
Yeah. We can look it up now. that was in 2000.
Hype, cause that shit come on through here.
Yeah, I know that was in 2000. But anyway, let's get back to Outkast. So, you know, we just went off on a random. I'll probably edit most of that out. But again, I think we all agree Dre is probably the more celebrated rapper, deservedly so. I say this about Big Boy. Big Boy, on the Outkast CDs, he got progressively better up to a point. I think the speaker box and a little below, I think the speaker box is what stopped me liking Big Boy as much as I used to. Because I thought, and that's what, going back to the point we're talking about verse rappers. When you get Big Boy for a verse, you're like, boy, Big Boy snap. Big Boy says some stuff. But when he got a whole album, he got to rap three verses and he can't put it all together. You like, And it's not just putting it together. It's just the content he chose to live. Told you. It's the content he chose to have and stuff like that. So, you know, I wasn't as big a fan as Big Boy as everybody else. I was at one point because I remember when Big Boy came into his own right around Aquemini when he was on that Missy song that, why you all in my grill? And he snapped on that. He said, I stab you and slap you and Bobby Boucher your ass G for real. That little verse, I was like, damn, Big Boy ripped. And then from that little run, he went, you know, he went on and killed it or whatever. But that's my take on it. What's your take on Big Boy?
Never been a Big Boy fan. I think out of, if you take him out of Dungeon Family, I think he's above like Gibb and Cujo. But CeeLo, after Dre is probably CeeLo. Witch Doctor is above them.
Now, if I had to rank the top three, and Witch Doctor would be my number three, CeeLo would be my number two, Dre would be my number one.
So Big Boy,
he would be in the top five.
In Dungeon Family? Of course, because it's just Dungeon Family. You ain't got nobody but Toe Deuce and Fire Trey and Slim Cutter Calhoun and Bugs Rush.
Why y'all putting people like Witch Doctor over here?
Witch Doctor is better than Big Boy.
Now, his CDs, no.
Witch Doctor actually got probably one of the most underrated CDs ever. That SWAT Healing Mutual.
Yeah, he really is good.
I still listen to that today.
But CeeLo and Dre are so far beyond them, it's not even funny.
Yeah, but CeeLo and Dre as a whole still don't. Like, my take on Big Boy, when he was Outkast, they blend perfect.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They blend perfect. They peanut butter and jelly.
They perfect, yeah. Exactly. But him by himself, like a dry peanut butter sound. It's hard to swallow. With Dre kicking, you know? Exactly. See what Big Boy kicking, so.
And I seen what Dre needed when I was watching the Coachella concert. And you could just see how
he reels Dre in a little bit.
Yeah, because Dre going to
go
off
and
like,
do something else.
And he's ready to go. Y'all not giving me my energy. And Dre's like, I'm ready. And you can see Big Boy come on, like, come on, we got it. Let's ride. So that's the first time I seen him. Because for the
long time, brought to the group, dude.
A lot of time, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. I'll fast forward a lot of Big Boy. Or a lot of songs I fast forward Big Boy part to get to Dre. I'm not going to lie about it. But it's true.
Yeah, I
hear. Be real with it now. You hear Big Boy, he started, but all that shit, you be like, let me get to Dre. The other thing, just like with them Goody Mob CDs, let me get to where CeeLo talking about.
Now, see, that is different.
I'm just going to say Goody Mob's a little closer.
The only one I didn't like listen to was T-Mo. The rest of them was
straight. T-Mo sucked.
The rest of them was straight. But, yo, let's spin it back to Outkast. Let's talk about albums.
Which is the best one?
Let's talk about them all individually, then we'll say which one is the best one.
Let's do it.
Start out with Southern Playlist.
He's the greatest rapper ever.
Southern Playlist. Now,
that's like,
that's their beginning. That's their claim to fame.
Like the gateway drug. It's like pot. That was our first.
You call it pot now?
Yeah, that was our first introduction to
greatness.
Good Southern rapping. Talking about what we doing in the hood. Talking about stuff.
Our daily life or whatever.
Streets we ride up and down. It was our introduction to what to look forward to for an Outkast.
Because that was the hardest they were. And even then, that was like basic stuff you would see. Like some of us were doing, some of your cousins were doing. So it wasn't no real big stray away from real life to what you would see.
They were rapping it, the bus rides we ride over.
Exactly.
The streets we ride up and down. So that was like,
they
wow,
gave the city
a
voice beside that.
That's right.
Exactly. Shit like
they
that.
Gave us a voice. Like, this is what the South is about.
Yeah. And not, this is what Atlanta's about.
This what not jumping the subject, but T.I. with ATL is about a skate ring. The South wasn't about skate rings.
Yo.
It was about my homeboy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. You know,
yo, just
they,
it,
that was good tomorrow, but
having you know, good life,
they were rapping what we were going to.
So yeah, with Southern Flair, listen, I say the unique thing about that album was how good it was. But I would say if you consider Dre really good at that point, Big Boy was right on his ass.
At
like,
that point, they was
at that point they were equal. And yeah. So I don't know if it would have said that Big Boy regressed or Dre had progressed, but that they were kind of equal at that point. Dre didn't shine in that CD to me. Like if you took somebody who never heard it, basically tied them up and just made them listen to the CD, I don't think you go away from saying, hey, this person is much better than that person.
No, you won.
Yeah.
You won.
What's your favorite song on the Southern Playlist Cadillac Funky Music?
If you take me on that funky ride.
But neither one of them on that song.
God, that's just smooth.
The Sleepy Brown. That's funny thing about it.
I think that one. I think Southern Playlist.
Southern Playlist. Now, after that, I think Hootie Hoo.
I was going to say, you got for me, it's either it's Hootie Hoo first.
See,
it's Hootie
y'all
first.
Probably know the album song for song better than me.
Hootie Hoo.
But Hootie Hoo was on that.
Yeah.
Now playing these bitches is
my favorite sport. But ain't no game when they be calling your name in the court.
Oh, it's Friday night.
Yeah, so yeah. I say Hootie Hoo is my favorite song.
I like that.
I say Players Ball What's Up. I say Funky Ride number two, but it ain't
even that
right.
That Funky Ride was Funky.
That Funky Ride, you can ride with a girl through all night.
That shit was Funky. And then after that, your motivation to get up, get out, and get some.
I don't recall ever graduating at all.
No, that, see, yeah, that was the one for me, man. I know all the songs.
Nigga.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. You got to get up, get out, and get some. Don't waste your time getting high. Yeah, that's the best one.
Now, they both graduation, roll around like roly-poly. Yeah, your mama will tell you, you either.
I play see, on that one, Big Boy was way better than Drake on that song.
Drake went the fuck off.
But not like Big Boy.
Now, CeeLo
went the fuck off. CeeLo stole the show.
Now, but Drake stole. That nigga said, my mom told me, you play now, you're going to suffer later. Man, that 21 roll around like roly poly. Man, that nigga Drake go the fuck off in
there. And here's Calhoun whipping out Andre 3000 wood, ready to put it in his mouth.
Let me tell you about Southern Playlist, my point of view. At that point in time, I wasn't, much of the reason, I wasn't really listening to rap. And what I was listening to, it was, at that point in time, there was a lot of good music out. So they just blended in with the rest of the good music. I think around that time you had the 8 Ball MJG, you had Bone that was around the corner from them, you had some good groups coming out.
You still listen to Hammer.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you on some real shit.
You probably listen to Hammer.
By that time Hammer was out of here. But
not by much.
By 94?
He was too legit to quit with Dion on the
family. That was 91. 94 he was on something else. So they were saying, my favorite group back then, I ain't gonna lie, was Bone Thugs and Harmony. To me, they were just in the group. Outkast wasn't my favorite group then. And if you listen to the CD, you're right. Big Boy and Dre was like on the same playing field. It wasn't one
I think up. Dre started to pull off on them.
When he started fucking with Badu. CL.
So, just to wrap up Southern Player Listed, what grade would you give? Because I know Big Boy, one of the things he was mad about, but they only got 4.5 mics instead of 5. So
that's probably right.
You think so? I would have gave it a 5 mic during that time.
No, they were fucking one because they were from the start. That was a 5 mic CD by far.
That wasn't one song. Like you just said, that was on there. Oh, I forgot about that. That whole CD was gangster.
I remember the whole
Ain't CD. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We got the chronic in the dungeon. Yeah, and Mary Jane.
I would give it a 5 mic. Me personally. That shit was I'd give 5 mic.
You might say something for Up North CD. If an Up North magazine and giving that shit 4.5 mic and it was in the South at that time, and you wouldn't get no respect in the South. Oh, that shit was 6 mics.
Yeah, so, what would you
epic from that standpoint.
Get that shit A++. They was on Martin on that shit. Remember when they was on the Martin episode?
I remember a story about them. I want to say Big Boy was telling this story. It was either Big Boy or Gil, but they went up to New York and performed for Notorious B.I.G. birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, after they rocked the show, they were like, Biggie came up to them and said, y'all that shit, y'all nicks. Basically, Biggie is saying, you know, they were already on deal, but you know, basically, Biggie, he just had to.
Gave them a stamp of
approval. Yeah, gave them a stamp of approval. You know what I'm saying?
I watched. Because, like, you know, 95 Source Awards. I remember watching that. Didn't you watch it?
I don't remember, yo.
I remember watching that shit on Channel 36, like 4 in the morning. When that shit came out, they had played that shit. I guess they played that early that afternoon, of course, we weren't watching it. Like 8. I remember watching it 3 in the morning. And I remember they booed every fucking act that was in New York. That was the worst award show I had ever seen in my life. And I thought to myself, they should never put. Cause that when the Brat had that goddamn word up, hey, remember that?
Yeah.
And them bastards, them dick-sucking cunts in New York, booed every act that wasn't a New York act. And Outkast that came in and did their thing. And I had, that's when I fell in love with them.
Mm.
Before that, so I got something to say, we got something to say. I started falling in love with them then. Because they went up there against all that hate, and they stood up for what it was. They weren't trying to be like, hey, because like Big Boy came on, hey, New York, hey, what's going on? And you know how I am about that shit, man. Fuck y'all. Y'all don't love us, we don't love y'all. And Dre didn't even come that hard. He came wise as a young man, he came wise.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, this all got something to say, that's all I got to say. And that's why I said that earlier. That certain playlist of Cadillac Music. Even that title, you know niggas in New York don't respect no title like that. Yeah. You know niggas in New York at that time didn't even respect where they were coming from. You know niggas in New York thought it was some more booty shake. Because let's be honest, here, we from the South. We didn't have nothing that was respectable then.
We were coming up the real as far as rap music is concerned.
Yeah, and as proud as I am, we ain't have nothing respectable. We couldn't bring out nothing respectable then. We just can bring out a bitch with a fat ass.
Man.
Back then.
I mean, Atlanta music would just bounce, right?
That's it. Yeah. And I mean, them cats came with.
We were coming up the real hip hop.
I mean, South, the only thing South had back then, not to keep dropping this man's name, but Scarface and the Ghetto Boys. Them were the only people who were rapping back then.
Hey, rapping, but real what we had was Luke. Fucking Splat Pack.
Nah, see. Goddamn. Okay, we saying South, let's say Atlanta. We didn't have.
Atlanta had.
Oh, we have a Kilo, Kids and Rock.
I mean, but even then, they were just
different. DJ Taz.
We didn't have nobody.
Yo, so they really? Were the first one, yo.
We didn't have nobody.
And they put this shit on the map. So, I don't just respect them. For putting him on the map. I respect him for what the substance he came with.
Yeah.
So let's go back and talk about this then, because that leads to the next CD, which is AT Aliens. And I think that somebody was saying that point that this is when 3000 started to shape into 3000 we know now. What you think brought that on?
Probably that bitch Badu. Every nigga she touched go crazy a little bit. They get into this weird fade and they transcend.
She probably got a pot of gold between them legs.
I tell you what, if it's one bitch, I'm scared to fuck with, huh?
Why would you be scared of her?
Because for one thing, she take really strong mental guys and turn them into
fools. Who said they real strong mental guy?
That may be true, but you take a nigga like Common who's no alcohol, no, but now he's spaced out. You take Dre, he gets spaced out. You take a nigga from M1 from Dead Prez, he gets spaced out.
All them couldn't be considered weird off the top.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that before.
Based on their rap content, they never was hardcore gangsters.
It wasn't hardcore, but it was substance.
She didn't take Young Jeezy and turn him crazy.
I bet if he get a hold of that window seat ass.
She probably introduced him
to something
into a different way of life, a different way of viewing things. And
but I think you said
as a rapper, you're gonna grow anyway if you consistently. Working on your trade, you're going to consistently grow.
I agree, but I disagree. I believe the great ones grow, or even the good ones grow. I believe rappers are watered down nowadays. You get people who can make multiple mixtapes and be the same rapper.
Yeah, we don't count these guys. Not really.
But I want to go back. I think 3000, I think he kind of was honest. I think that, you know, and we'll go back to the Lord Below. In the one song he rapped, he talked about how at the time, basically he's always been kind of an out of place person. Just by his own admission, he's never really felt as he's
kind of fast for the nigga in class who used to draw.
Exactly. So I think that was the first person he met who was different herself and, you know, just being her own person. Yeah. And it kind of made him feel
made him whole.
Made him feel good about being his own person.
I think, too, what happened is you're talking about someone who probably went from 19 to 23 and who was on a journey himself. Everybody was on that journey. And they tell him, he was like, I haven't smoked or took a shot of drink. He was transcending himself, and whatever she added with it just made it go even higher. But he was going, like he was saying, they going out partying, going to clubs, smoking, drinking. I'm going to poetry reading, eating vegetarian, eating vegan.
Yeah.
So he started shaping himself. You're talking about someone who went from a boy to a man right before your eyes. And his content changed.
But I think a lot she had to do with that. Then they had a baby. You know, a lot of, I think
babies are coming out, but, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm saying their relationship probably was growing then. Yeah. She was catching on to her niche and finna come out, and he was growing. So I think they both just helped each other, because she had a heck of a album herself, even though it's not rap. But her album is classic too.
Damn sure. That so, Badu is.
Yeah, that, they sure. both were, they both put out some very good music at that time.
And let's be honest, the effects of what a good woman can do to you. Especially one who's mature and older. She, well, she's older than he is.
Yeah.
And she's
40.
Yeah, she's older.
Still fine, too, though.
I'll fuck her right now.
Be scared. You said you're scared of her
pussy. I just said I'll be scared.
You scared have me on the window seat.
Have me on the window seat.
But back to the album.
That album was unbelievably classic. Unbelievably classic. The way it started off. With them young ladies speaking whatever language that was, or however
it's called. No, I thought of You May Die. You may die.
You know, I listen to this is personal experience. When I heard that part, that's the day I had found out Tupac had died. It was that day, that weekend, or something like that. And that was, my cousin was looping that. In the summer, in the city. So every time I think, I hear it, I instantly think about, because that was around the time Tupac died.
Yeah.
So, but you go from Elevators, you go to Two Dope Boys and the Cadillac, you go to Jezebel. You
my
go
favorite song was Wheeling.
Which one? How that went?
The Pope and his folks got us under the scope, but for unknown reasons, because we don't sell dope. Nah, that's Wheels of Steel. I'm sorry, my favorite song was Wheels of Steel.
That Wheels.
Yeah, that my bad. That
mine is that mainstream. And that and the one he
Nah, Wheeling is the one where they got some shit that'll blow your back out from where they stay
yeah.
at.
Yeah, so yeah. Like just. That's mainstream, ain't it?
No, that's Wheeling. Cause let me hold it down, cause they shut you down when you speak from your heart. Yeah,
that's hard.
Why they ran the rain by gas? Nigga, they made them gas. They got some shit to blow out your back. Where they stay at?
Yeah, I like that. But the other one I like, and the mainstream. I'm gonna dap you, cause we gonna need your ass later. Man, them folk was, man, that nigga, man, them cats was on something else.
And Big Boy snapped on there too. Big Boy had his moments on that CD too.
Yeah.
I think he hating, but Big Boy was. I still think that Dre was better, was starting to separate himself, but Big Boy wasn't that far.
Listen, I'll tell you where it was, man. Dre was Usain Bolt, and Big Boy was Tyson Gay.
I wouldn't even use trash stuff. Dre was LeBron James, and Big Boy was Kevin Durant.
Nah.
Oh, that one, they were still close.
It wasn't that close, though.
Cause if you take that instance, please disregard, I'm going to diss the king a little bit. Durant can score better than LeBron right now.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Direct Big Boy couldn't do
that. He can't do shit better than Dre. That's a good one.
It wasn't that. It wasn't that.
So, again, let's go on and move from ATL. What was your favorite song?
Oh, sir, I tell you, those two had to be that one. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with Will Steele the first time I heard it.
What that song he was just saying with Slick Rick, that was on that song?
No,
that's on the third. That's on the Quimmy.
That's on the Quimmy.
Oh, well, that one is Two Dope Boys in Cadillac.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, my favorite was probably Wheeling and Wheels of Steel. Five mics for this CD for me.
Hold on a minute. I like Jezebel, too. Because he went the fuck off on Jezebel. And anyway, even a fine nigga like me can't even get no
back row.
With They Sweep From Your Heart. Now that's hard. Yo, that's your shit. Yeah. Man, I like every last one of them songs.
That's a 5 mic CD.
I'm saying y'all true outcasts.
But that's a 5 mic CD, but I think at that point, just from a Dungeon Family standpoint, I think that that's when all the others were starting to get their deals. And you know what I'm saying? I think
that's when that Soul Food that came
Soul Food that came out. I think Wish Doctor was coming out. Actually, Wish Doctor came out later on that year. So I think that they just started to set seeds of greatness or whatever. And so I would give it 5 mics and the A+.
And you know the CD sleeve came with the comic book.
Yeah, I thought that. And they said Dre drew the comic book or whatever.
Some artists, that shit was hard as a motherfucker.
We both can draw.
You can draw.
Yeah.
I never had that talent.
Wow.
So we draw a comic book, you go ride our nuts like that.
Hell no, fuck y'all. I can't rap. Well, you can.
I'll just mess with you. So what would you give it? 5 mics, A+, what?
A+, 6 mics.
What about you, M.O.B.?
I don't know the album. I can't call out the song, but every song y'all call out, I know them. I done heard them.
Yeah.
Yes, it's got to be a 5 mic.
I feel the pressure just be. Man, them folk were going the fuck off on ATL.
All right, let's slide to Aquemini. I think Aquemini minus the song Big Boy had by itself, Baby Gotta Eat.
Baby Gotta Eat.
I thought that was an amazing CD. Now, if you want to talk about what Dre started to pull off,
he had already left the business,
him and Big Boy weren't even in the same state at that time. That CD actually produced my favorite Outkast song, yo. And ironically, they don't even rap on my favorite Outkast song.
Which one is it?
Liberation. Yeah, I thought that was like an amazing song with the live music. Erykah Badu, you can see her hand on. They had Big Rube on there at the end.
Big Rube always. No. Big Rube's on the other one.
He on all of them, but I'm just
saying. Got that.
Yeah, that one is for the old Dope Delicious.
Oh, yeah. When Big Outside with his shirt on, talking about Hollywood
Cop. And that's the one where Dre said he'd rather be a comic by far.
That's a fool album.
It's on Raekwon. That was a fool album.
I like that. As much as I like Quimini, I like the ATL even better.
I like
Quimini. Quimini is way more lyrical.
Both of them give you a little lyrical.
But ATL is, I like it.
ATL is unique, but Quimini is more lyrical. I can't put my hand on what ATL is unique.
ATL, there is nothing else in rap before or after like ATL is. Period.
It is unique in some type of way. I don't know how to put my hand on it.
I like, but, and they have more rap to me. That's why I like it better. But that nigga Dre, I'm on Warts and Ben, Flo Salin, Count the Twin, Meet the Twin, Andre Ben, Welcome to the Lion's Den, Original Skin.
Andre, welcome,
Ben.
Andre. Andre, this is Andre. Y'all just gonna have to make amends.
It happening again. Wish I could tell you when. That nigga went the fuck off.
Now, that was music at its finest.
Oh, but the other one, the Sasha. And he's when he's talking about
that was Bit Boy stuff. Bit Boy said the sky's falling, niggas balling, they done gave back their guns for some tickets to the playoffs.
But
the Hornets, they won. You remember that year they did that for the Hawks? When the Hawks went to the playoffs, they said if you bring your gun, you remember they did this, when they burned all the guns downtown. They're like, you get a free playoff ticket if you bring your gun.
But if you listen
Bit Boy brought that shit straight to the
If you listen to what Dre said, baby, what do you say, baby?
You talking about when they take the earth like the one
to let you blue. Mother Earth is tossing and turning, and that's a clue.
Man. And they say they constantly fucking the busting nuts on her face without showing no love.
Man, that nigga how we do the earth. Fuck off. Meet me at the center of the earth, cause baby, it's done. Yeah. Mother Earth is tossing and turning, baby, they won. God, that nigga go the fuck off in it. Yeah. It took me 5 years later, my bar was rapping. He was like, what are you talking about? He was telling me what he was talking about. He go the fuck off in that verse.
I think they both go off. I think Bit Boy was doing his thing.
But the other one, the rehab, he was like, but when he was like, haha, don't be calling that weak shit.
Yeah.
Don't you, if you scared, say you scared. Yeah. That nigga just, he talk about dope.
He talk about your dope go to the white community and whatever.
Now your son is on there. Baby, you can't hide it. Rehab too crowded. Your son, he tried it. They scared. They said to talk about it.
I would give a Quimini five mics hands down. Six mics. I actually have it one of the top 10 CDs in rap history.
If you scared, say you scared.
That's a bold statement.
I would say it's one of the top 10 in rap history, in my rap history.
I think they got two in the top 15 by far.
I would say two in the top 15. I would.
But that ATL is in there.
But after Quimini, that's where it started.
Bones over Badass. Thank you. All
right, so. But Quimini, you give it five.
I'm not getting shit off the roof of charts.
Quimini, you give it five. So let's go on to Glad to Stank on me. Because this is where. Quimini was where they hit their peak. Because I think at that point they started to come down. So, yeah. Stank on You. Came out 03, I think.
Mm-mm.
It had its moments. But. You can't go from a Quimini to Stank on
Me. When I first heard it, I wasn't a fan of it. It took me. A long time to listen to. I tell you, when we started Grant Walter, you had Left in the One in the Car, and I heard it again, and I liked it a little bit more, but I didn't like it.
I would say, for me, I like Toilet Tissue.
I like Red Velvet, eventually.
I like Questions, and I like Red Velvet, but to me, the best song, and probably the, I ain't gonna say the best Outkast song ever, but I definitely say it's probably their most known song, one of the most known songs ever. So Fresh and So Clean. I thought that was like.
That ain't their best song, my father.
But it's a great song to me, you know what I'm saying?
It's a great song.
That's probably their best radio song.
It ain't, I'm about to say, it ain't in their top 20.
It's probably the best radio song.
You take a clip.
That's their best beat to me. That's the best beat they've ever.
Because you take them first three CDs, and it won't make them three.
Yeah, but it was a different vibe too, right?
It's a totally different vibe. And I remember the video, and it was, ain't no.
I thought that was the dopest beat.
But the other one I like.
Outkast ever rapped on.
I like the one he was talking about, too much Tupac. You and y'all, they was in the park talking that shit. Yeah.
Oh, that. Do you really want to know about some gangsta shit?
Do you really want to know about some gangsta shit? Okay, get him off with the gangsta clip. That shit ride.
I like that one, the beat from that old song from when he said, Who Outside the Club? I liked that. That shit they played in high school. I liked that. But So Fresh, So Clean was a good song, too.
I just like the beat on that. If you listen to the beat, listen to the beat, Big Boy rap two bars, two verses, Drake get one verse or whatever, right? He in the house alone, flicking around. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that was like, for that beat was.
I mean, I like, when it first came out, I was in the stock room.
And I actually say, it was.
That came out 2000.
That was like 2002. Tell me. You can look it up. It was like 2002, 2003. I'm going to tell you. From the song, I think his song kind of matched him more in the Southern Playlisted time, because that's never about being players or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think at that point, they kind of got away from that and just, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think the song was, the wrong Outkast. The song was an Outkast song, I think it was just from a different generation Outkast.
It was. That was some Southern Playlisted shit. Mm-hmm. That fresh, So Fresh and So Clean. Yeah. But we are the freshest motherfuckers on the planet. That's when I remember the reason why I knew that because the cat I worked with, and later on got arrested for stuff. But the cat I worked with, I was like, hey, that boy Drake is saying he used to give me this look like, bruh, don't do that. I was like, but he can sing. So I remember that because when Love Below came out like 03-04, like, I knew he could sing.
That's what I remember.
Stank on you. When I first got it, I said just that. This shit stank.
I would give it a B minus. But I think it's perception, right? So you expect Michael Jordan to score 35 every year as long as he playing
and
basketball.
He scored 20.
And you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think with Outkast, I think at that point
they had built up that much confidence and you thinking they're gonna put out
classic after classic. And at some point they can't produce a classic. It wasn't a classic. If you go back and listen to it, I like the song where you say niggas elope, whiskey lopes and fall like avalanche. Like, that was classic Outkast. So they had their moment.
They had their moment. But even if you look at it like, which thing on you, the lyrics was there still. Because you still had Miss Jackson. If you listen to shit, the stuff they saying, they still saying, but it wasn't put together at all. It was like, that's when he had first started producing. You could tell Dre produced a lot of these tracks. And that's when he first started, man. That shit was all over the place.
Yeah, you the album, the beats, like it was no constant. And I think that's what ATLians had.
Family.
Yeah, I think that's what ATLians had. That it was a constant thing.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
saying?
What it was.
Yeah, so
even against Aquemini, ATLing was steady.
It was straight through. Aquemini goes hits and misses.
And Aquemini, you can see some of this is Dre producing.
Exactly. Like Synthesizer was definitely a Dre.
Yeah. Some of this is Dungeon Fella producing.
Yeah.
And then the other one, that was Dre.
Yeah, and like you made an excellent point. It just seemed like he. I just leave it as a B. What you give it? Mike, what you give it?
I don't really know it like that. I know the songs y'all are saying, but I'm truly not.
I would come back and say, if I had to put in a CD player now, and the song I probably listen to most is Bomb or Bad Dad or So Fresh or So Clean.
No, I'm listening to Red Velvet, I'm listening to that gangsta shit. That gangsta shit rock. And I'm listening to that Toilet Tissue.
Toilet Tissue.
I like Toilet Tissue. Girl, we miss the message in that motherfucker here.
I'm just saying, no Outkast CD really can be lower than a B. Really?
None.
Well, yes, there is. Idlewild and Lower Below.
I
mean, not Lower Below, but the double CD.
Idlewild is a soundtrack.
Yeah, so let's go to the double CD.
Mm-mm. Idlewild was
not for that. But we not gonna include Idlewild.
Yeah, that's a soundtrack.
Okay. Idlewild, the only songs I listen to on Idlewild is Mars Brown and the song where they rap.
Starts off like a small town Mary.
Yeah.
Lovely wife and life, baby Carrie.
That is on Idlewild. Yeah. Not that one, the song is the Mighty Oak. That was that old Outkast. That's the song I like on.
They go the fuck off.
Yeah, that was that old Outkast or whatever.
They go the fuck off.
What CD was Caroline? That's our
trade. That's Love Below.
That's Love Below.
Let me tell you something. All the shit we talking about Love Below. Love Below is right there with anything.
Now let's go on. So Idlewild, we not really gonna say too much about because it was us.
Let's talk about the Diamond record. Let's talk about the record out of what is it, 5 or 6 hip hop records all time and went diamond.
He's talking about the Dope CD, the Speaker Box, which went diamond, and the Love Below, which went diamond.
Let's be honest here. Nobody bought that shit for that piece of shit Speaker Box, because that shit couldn't even go wood. That shit was horrible, and I tried to listen to it. The only one I liked on that was that Concrete. When it's Southern rap first on the interlude, and then they rap it.
You talking about that's the one. I like the song with CeeLo, that Reset, and I like the song with Killer Mike.
But the biggest song on that was the dancing song.
I like the way you move.
That was a big song.
But let me tell you what was bigger. Hey, y'all got them crackers. But what was bigger with that, that Valentine's Day, when he killed
you. Hey, y'all's the biggest song.
Now, I'm saying that, but you listen to it.
Say Hey, y'all in the stadium.
That's them crackers. But if you listen to that whole CD, boy, that one song. I just found out this year, I ain't saying to say, Vibrate is about masturbation.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
As long as you've been masturbating?
This is second grade, man.
As long as you've been masturbating, you know it?
I just thought waking up in the morning about masturbating.
Oh, yeah, gonna put me out there in Cyrus.
I actually think this is shows Andre 3000 at this peak, and I know this is the song everybody like, Prototype.
That shit was amazing, wasn't it?
You are the prototype.
I like that.
Let's
tiptoe
to
know you like the thing. Yo, shit don't stain, but lean a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like ooh, 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 ooh.
What about the one about a woman with him and Alfonso?
Aristophone. Yeah.
Behold a lady.
So how would y'all... How would you guys rank it as not two separate albums, as one album? You buying it as an album?
As one?
Yeah.
Big Boy Dread, that's going down like an anchor. I'm not gonna lie.
So what would you give? So let's do it like this. We're gonna give individual scores.
Let me just give my experience on this. I bought the CD Friday when I got paid. Went to the barbershop. I had listened to it all the way from Phillips Plaza, coming back to the barbershop in Thomasville. And I said, I'm going to the Marshall. But this shit stank, because I was hearing it like, when this nigga gonna rap? And at the end, he only rap one time. He goes the fuck off. I'm like, this nigga gonna rap one time. I told Marshall, like, this shit suck. Marshall said, boy, you need to listen to it. They ain't even listen to it. Boy, you need to listen to it. When I listen to that album, that Love Below is a motherfucker.
I wouldn't say that as a rap album.
You're one of the best R&B CDs you could put in.
You want to just listen to this nigga lyrics. We can say about rap R&B, listen to the lyrics of this guy. All day long I am. You can listen to the lyrics of this guy. What about the Cupid one? He started out, Happy Valentine, happy, happy Valentine, happy Valentine's Day. Then he come on, fuck that Valentine's Day. Man, that nigga got lyrics on top of lyrics.
That's not an R&B CD, though. It's not a rap CD. It's an R&B hip opera. Nobody would be trapped in the closet.
He changed the way. Because after that, Kanye came out with that 808.
Now, see, I disagree with that.
Lil Wayne. No, he changed.
People been singing and rapping.
Lil Wayne came out. Not like that. Lil Wayne came out with his little shit. And Lord knows what Drake is. So after 3000,
who was doing it before that?
I want you to give an individual score for each CD and a total score. Like the individual grade and the total grade. I'm going to start with you, M.O.P.
For a hip-hop
CD? I mean, your peers, you can say.
If you go from a hip-hop CD, what you expect from a hip-hop CD, Big Boy give you a 79-80.
A C.
A C. And what Dre give you for you, when you popping in, like he said, expecting to hear rap CD, you give him a 54. He get an F.
So what would you give a total CD?
What would you give Love Below? Nah, cause you can say the shit you want to. Me and you remember in the four crown Vic.
It's not a rap CD.
Nah, when you heard the CD, what you would think?
What the hell is this nigga doing? And then you heard it have to grow on you.
And then
when
you heard the second time, what you would think? We was in that motherfucker jail.
Everything grows on you.
We was in the back seat of the car.
Everything grows on you.
Little bitch back in the day.
Everything grows on you.
I get a little bit of
everything grows on you.
It's about that time.
Well, But it ain't that.
Is that one of the best albums you heard?
No. Hell no.
You know what
that number? No.
One of the best albums
you heard? Want me to say it again? No. Best rap album I done heard?
Okay, so let's pause for a minute and just say this. Mr. MOB. MBO? MOB is really gay. He hit on all the home teams.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you are. And you're a faggot.
So let's go ahead. What total grade would you give to CD? Both of them. Like, would you give it a C or a D or B or what?
50-50. Dre pull it down so high, and Andre set the bar so low, but at the same time, it's one CD.
That didn't make no sense what you said. You said Dre set it down, and then Andre pulled it up.
No, you know what I meant. Dre set it so high, Big Boy set it so low. So they got to meet somewhere. So where do they meet at?
So you get a C.
Yeah, I guess so. I can't give it no head.
All right, this is Digital Darren.
No head.
No head. This is Digital Darren. I would give Big Boy the speaker box a C+. It just showed me he can't do a whole CD, and then Lord knows the stuff he did after that. You know what I'm saying? But it showed me he can't do a full CD. And so 3,000, I think 3,000 gets points for uniqueness. But like everybody else, when you pop in expecting to hear rapping, you hear him, oh, on every song. You like, the fuck? But it is a good CD. I actually would give it an A. But I would give 3,000 an A. But I would give them total probably a C+.
I'd buy that CD 10 times.
I would buy it over and over.
Just for love below. Last speaker box shit. You can use it as a coaster.
I think you gave it away, didn't you?
Nah, I got it in my CD can right now.
You gave speaker box away?
Hell yeah. Shit wet.
So when you see Big Boy in the street, he gonna slap you.
He gave speaker box away. I remember that.
Man, first off, he sucked. You can use speaker box as a coaster.
You're about the same height, though. Huh? You're a Big Boy about the same height.
He like an inch shorter than me.
Well, he might see you somewhere.
So what would you give me?
Let me tell you something. I'll say what y'all want to. Everybody was in the moment of that motherfucking.
Are you sweetie Dixie Crystal though? You like a little shoe boobie.
Yeah, but
little
I was.
No, he like 3,000. 3,000 could get them over right now.
Let me tell you something. The man, so Rosario Dawson, Nora Jones, when you heard it, I remember going to the store. And I was with my friend Terrence, and we was like, and we looked at the back of it, and we were like, Nora Jones, Rosario Dawson. We both looked like, you know who that is. $3. We went in there like the interlude from a criminal. Hey, let me get that pimp gangster trick shit. And like, man, them niggas on that alien shit. That nigga. So we seeing it like Rosario Dawson and Nora Jones both look like, well, you know who this is. This nigga Dre. But when I listened to it after the second time, I wrote it that whole summer. You know you was riding with me all the time. I give Love Below right now. A++.
And what would you give Speaker Box?
I get that shit a D-.
So what would you give the Outkast CD?
Dre lift it up so much that you gotta give it an A. Dre lift it so it went diamond off of one nigga. That's how great he is. He's so great it went diamond.
No, but he didn't get the hip hop audience with that. We talking about hip-hop.
He got all the BET awards and he got all of the
you gotta give him the awards called what the album did.
No. But
the reason the album sold because he pulled in a wide audience. So
it
many people
because
liked
of his artistry.
Alright, so let's go to wrap it up with the actual music part. What Mike, what was your favorite Outkast CD?
Oh, it gotta be one of them AT-Aliens or Aquemini.
Digital Darren, my favorite was Aquemini.
AT-Aliens a Love Below. I enjoy Love Below.
You gotta conclude both of them. You gotta include both of them.
I enjoy Love Below.
So that means you take speaker box with it.
Nah. I got Dre how I want him by myself.
Alright, so let's go on the slide. We're gonna spend a couple minutes. Those you don't know, Outkast coming the weekend of September 27th in Atlanta. Digital Darren Podcast will be there.
We got tickets, bitch.
Calhoun will be there. If you see us, we'll probably have on some Digital Darren Podcast shirts. On
we damn sure will.
We'll have some free t-shirts. We'll have some giveaways and stuff like that probably. But what would you like to see out the concert?
I don't give a shit. I just want to be there screaming to the most. I love it.
What? Who do you think they're going to bring out besides the Dillinger family?
Well, they said they're bringing out Childish Gambino.
I mean, those are open ads, but like, who do you think they're going to bring out on that
scene? I'll say this. What I wish they had, I wish they would have just kept it all Atlanta. And instead of Kid Cudi, bring out Saha the Prince. So, I wish they brought out Childish Gambino, Saha the Prince, and then let's get this shit going. That's what I wish they had.
But what special guests would you like to see them bring out in they set?
The only cat I want to bring out is Killer Mike.
I would like to see them bring out CeeLo, which probably will happen.
And which song?
How to bring out the whole Good and Mom.
They probably will.
They can bring out the whole Dungeon.
They'll probably do Get Out, Get Out, Get Up, Get Out, and Get Something.
I want to, in all honesty, I want to bring out the whole Dungeon crew.
They might have well. Who would that, the ones of you two got your whole crowd shook and looking for your
cool, cool green.
That's all of them.
That's everybody.
Yeah, that's the whole cool right there.
They perform that song then. Cause they all get in on
I want to do all of the greats. Now, here we go to left. I want to do In Due Time. I want to do Cool Breeze Cutter. I want to do Slim Cutter Calhoun. All these bitches, they want to fuck.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
You better bring out the dude to walk it out.
Nah, I don't need Brandon that nigga.
By the way, Ray ripped this shit too.
He did. Walk it out.
You think they bring Rick Ross and do 16 is enough?
Nah, they bring Rick Ross out.
They shouldn't bring, I'm like, they shouldn't bring nobody not from Atlanta. They camp big enough. They can have a good show with they camp with the Dungeon family.
They big enough.
They can do it, but I feel like they ought to give Atlanta what Atlanta want. Atlanta want classic Outkast. So that's what I think. They ought to give Atlanta classic Outkast.
Let me say something. I think I've been to like one or two concerts. No, two. I have to take my girl to one. I'm looking forward to this concert. Because StubHub had bottom, I'm going to go see Outkast.
Rain, Sleet, or Snow.
They outside in the park. A fat nigga want to see. They outside in the park. I'm going. I got to see my boy Dre, man. I want to see it. I hope I'm close enough. I'll be like, Dre, just shine your veganism on me.
Ball juice on you.
Anything else y'all want to say to wrap it up?
Nah, man. Go ahead and support DigitalDarren.com, Outkast. They'll be on site. Get your t-shirt, have you some fun. Outkast is a great group. They put us on the map, so go support your home team.
Couldn't say it better. Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com.
I want to just say the greatest group of all time. There's no rap group. Motherfuckers want to argue Tribe Called Quest, 8 Ball, UGK, Beastie Boys. You line them all up. It doesn't matter. The great Run DMC, they can all suck the balls of one mighty Andre 3000. None is greater than Outkast, Atlanta, Georgia, baby.
Even better. Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Rick James and no chains and whips. I do some lips to hips jerk and double time. The boy next door's the freak.
Ain't nobody don't ask me. I'm just so fresh, so
clean, so clean, clean.
Don't you think I'm so sexy? I'm just so fresh, so clean,
fresh, so clean, clean.
Ain't nobody don't ask me. I'm just so fresh, so clean,
fresh, so clean, clean.
I love when you step at me. I'm just so fresh, so clean,
fresh, so clean, clean.
The coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic. Compatible, created in the attic.
We are
the coolest motherfuckers on the planet.